You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
That's right. This is an amazing story. There's Sydney sider Aviva Fox, born Nada Coleman in 1942. She was a baby when Bosnian Muslim family helped her survive during the Holocaust. Avdo Prohic took her to his mother Esma's house in a Bosnian town called Gračanica after her father had been shot by the Nazis and her mother imprisoned, perishing in jail. And when they heard the SS was looking for her, she was sent to live with Esma's son, Zabrija Prohic, and his wife, Safita, in Zagreb, where she stayed until the war was over. Now, all this time later, Avdo, Esma, Zabrija, and Safita Prohic were all recognized by Yad Vashem at a ceremony in Sarajevo's Jewish Community Center earlier this year. Aviva Fox, her cousin, who is her brother by adoption, Egon Sonnenschein, who is also a Holocaust survivor, both attended the ceremony in Sarajevo, and Egon shed light on how he helped the process start with Yad Vashem in the first place 5 years ago. Now, 5 years ago, there was a member of a descendant of the Prohics, Rejan Prohic, who happens to be an investigative journalist by profession. He'd spent 15 years before that fulfilling a promise to look for Nada Coleman because his grandmother on her deathbed asked him to please find poor baby who she saved, you know, when she was a baby during the war. Anyhow, the two did connect. Rohan managed to phone Aviva Fox after some research. And then 6 months ago, Yad Vashem returned and said, okay, let's do it. And then this amazing ceremony happened. Aviva Fox told the Jewish News, it's beyond words the feeling she had during that ceremony. Said, you know, one of the best parts was that, you know, you realize when you're a child, you don't really notice things. You don't really remember what happened. Going to this ceremony and seeing Rohan Prohic and learning about his family and what they did, she said, the gratitude to them is beyond words, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be alive today. Egon, for his part, said one of the best parts about the ceremony was how it brought the Muslim and Jewish people in Bosnia much closer together.
And we are talking to Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, the journalist Andrew Bolt again paralysed members of the wider and the Jewish community.
Yes, in typical Bolt controversial style on his program, he, in the Herald Sun, he published an op-ed that was called The Foreign Invasion. Now, basically, the article, the op-ed, was anti-immigration in its expressions. It said immigration is becoming colonization, turning this country from a home into a hotel. And then he went further and he cited examples of tribes that live apart from each other, and he referenced, for example, quote, the Chinese and Indian communities in certain suburbs of Melbourne and Sydney. And then he went on to say in this op-ed, and the Jews of North Caulfield, quote, Bolt, in Melbourne's North Caulfield, 41% of residents are Jews, including hundreds who have lately fled South Africa, and such colonising will increasingly be our future as we gain a critical mass of born overseas migrants. Now, this op-ed attracted complaints to the Australian Press Council, opposition by some members of the media, and the ire of Jewish community leaders, like the Jewish Community Council of Victoria President Jennifer Huppert, who is quoted slamming Bolt the next day in The Guardian. She wrote, there is a rise in ultra-wing activity in Victoria, and this type of activity can fuel anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic, and general racist debate and language in our community. Articles like this definitely don't help cohesion in society. Davir Abramovich, the Anti-Defamation Commission chair, also gave his opinion. He said, stirring up panic and unfair claims of a foreign invasion demonizes people simply because they're different and refuse to abandon their religion, customs and culture. Now, Bolt, on his part, hit back with an article piece following a few days. In the Herald Sun on Sunday, he said, not all of these colonies should worry us. The more Jews, the better. In fact, I neither said nor believe that Jews do not integrate, insisted Bolt.
We're talking to Shane Ziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, Sydney Jewish community on the North Shore of Sydney, mainly in St. Ives, Killara, lost a representative at the Ku-ring-gai Council. David Saita, who is a child, adolescence and family therapist, resigned from the Ku-ring-gai Council, but retained his position as the chair of the committee of Chabad House.
Yeah, that's right. So he was found guilty for misrepresenting himself in an email in his role as Ku-ring-gai councillor when he said he was a psychologist. So Saita was fined $9,500 and he incurred $5,000 in legal costs after the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency filed charges alleging that he knowingly or recklessly used a title or a word in an email that indicated he was authorised or qualified to practice as a psychologist. So he pleaded guilty in February to the charge, and a second charge that related to providing copies of emails to the inspector that was altered to omit the title psychologist in the signature, the email signature. So in light of the court's decision, Saita immediately resigned from the council, saying it's not in the interest of the community, but expressed his desire to remain in his Chabad North Shore role. He said, I'm a passionate member of Chabad, and I still believe I can serve that community very well. He also told us he'd never had a complaint during a decorated 20-year professional career as a child, adolescent and family therapist. Chabad North Shore committee member Tony Mitchell told the Jewish News that Saita, who he regards as a friend, is a very decent human being and has done a lot for the community, and in his opinion, you don't bury someone because they've made one mistake.
And Shane, what is the latest with the Melbourne Jewish community?
Rabbi David Rubenfeld is bringing down the curtain on almost 30 years of rabbinical leadership and cantorial song at Melbourne Hebrew Congregation. But the musically impassioned rabbi hopes to continue his chazanut in Melbourne's Jewish community in the future. He was born in Belgium, educated in the US, and he came to Australia way back in 1973. Initially lived in Sydney, but then upon moving to Melbourne, his long association with the shul began. It was often dubbed the Turak Shul. He was in the role of cantor in 1989. He walked from his home in St Kilda to South Yarra, but he said he never believed he would be there more than one Shabbos. And he says, I've been there now for almost 30 years. Planning to continue his involvement as a freelance community rabbi and chazan, he said, some rabbis might be a rabbi of their congregants, but I was a rabbi of congregants and of friends. The shul's president, Stephen Stern, lauded the rabbi and his chazanut as much loved. He has become a part of the history of many families.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.